Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum maratan ukhra fi halaqatin jadida min barnamajikum al-Arabiyyatu lil jami'. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu lil jami', Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the people of Jannah, and the language of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, and the language of the Hadith, and the language of the Dua. So let this be your intention, inshaAllah, that you are learning this wonderful language so that you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understand His words, His literal words, the Quran, in a proper way, understands also the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the advices of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and pious people. We make the intention always in the beginning of our program, very important to renew our intention. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Your a'mal is measured according to your intentions, and whatever niyya you're going to make for your amal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for this niyya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. Right, so the first that we're starting our program with today is the Quran, and we are studying from the Noble Quran, as we said, learning the vocabs of the Quran. Whatever we have learned from previous programs, you will find that alhamdulillah we are benefiting, we are learning, and we can understand the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it's recited in front of us. Whatever verses we studied in the past, alhamdulillah, you find yourself understanding these verses. We studied Surah Al-Fatiha, and we also studied part of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we are now by Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 50. So open your kitab on Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 50. We'll be studying this today, insha'Allah ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people whom, when they listen to the Quran, it increases them with iman, it increases the iman, it increases the yaqeen and conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we said that we're studying from the Noble Quran, and we study Surah Al-Baqarah, and in addition to that also we study some of the vocab, some of the important sentences, the dialogues, which will help you if you go to an Arab country to communicate with people and to be able to make sentences and understand these sentences. Right, open your kitab in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 50. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ. We'll revise them also in verse number 49. وَإِذْ أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. وَإِذْ and when, and remember when. وَإِذْ wa means and, it's a conjunction. And if means when. Wa if and when. Najjaynakum. Najjaynakum. Yunji means to save. Najah, salvation. Noon, jim, alif, and round ta. Najah, salvation. Right? While Najjaynakum, we saved you. Najjaynakum, we studied it before, but I'm just revising on this verse for some of our listeners. نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ, we saved you. مِنْ, from, آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ, the people of فِرْعَوْنَ, the people of the Pharaoh, فِرْعَوْنَ, the Pharaoh. يَسُومُونَكُمْ, يَسُومُونَكُمْ, the verb يَسُوم means to afflict or to punish. يَسُومُونَكُمْ, they afflicting you or they punishing you. سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, سُوء, evil or horrible. The evil punishment, the horrible punishment, al-azab, punishment or torment. Azab, ayn dhal, alif ba, azab. Yudhabbihuna, slaughtering, not one, not once, not twice, no, many times. Yudhabbihuna, they slaughtering. Abna'akum, the plural of ibn, which means son, and metaphorically it means to all the children, not just the sons, but even the daughters. The word abna also can refer to them, but here in this verse it's referring specifically to the literal meaning, which is the sons only. They used to kill the sons from the children of Israel. Used to kill their sons, thinking that their sons, one of them, will come and will end the Pharaoh oppression, as it comes in the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ. They are killing the sons, the male sons. وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ. And they're letting alive, they're keeping alive for themselves, نِسَاءَكُمْ, the women. They're keeping them alive for themselves, taking them by force, raping them, and so on. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ. And in that, وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ, فِي in, ذَلِكُمْ, in that, بَلَاءٌ. A trial or a test. Bala means trial or test. Bala. Ba, lam, alif, and hamza. We're just revising on this verse quickly before we move to the next one. We studied it before, so I'm just moving a little bit faster. Bala is a trial or a test. Mir rabbikum. Bala mir rabbikum. Min means from. Rabbikum, your Lord. Mir rabbikum, from your Lord. Azim. It's a great trial or great test from your Lord. Azim. Now the next verse, which we didn't study. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. وَإِذْ, again وَإِذْ comes. وَإِذْ, and when, or remember when. فَرَقْ, somebody will ask, what way is remember? It's metaphorical. You understand it from the context of the sentence. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا, and when we parted the sea for you. It means remember when we did that. Remember this incident when we did that. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. فَرَقْنَا. فَرَقْنَا means parted. We parted. We separated. From فِرَاق, which means separation. فِرَاق in Arabic means separation. It says نَعْمَ الْفِرَاق بَيْنَ الرَّجُلْ وَزَوْجَتِهِ. Mean we make separation between them. فِرَاق. Right? وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاق. He thought this is the time when they will part from each other and they will be distant and they will be separated. Right? وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا, and we separated. فَرَقْنَا. فَرَا قَافْ نُون أَلِفْ. فَرَقْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about himself here. We, the majestic plural, it's called like the majestic pronoun. فَرَقْنَا. It doesn't mean that there's many. No, it means there is one. But it's a linguistic thing. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرِ. We separated or we parted for you, bikum, for you. Al-Bahra, the sea. Al-Bahra means the sea. It's called Bahar in Arabic. Bahara. And with that, it reminds us also of the different seas. We got, I hope you're writing this down. Al-Muhit, the ocean. Al-Muhit, the ocean. It's called in Arabic, Al-Muhit. Well, any type of water which is not very small water, not very small spring, it's considered sea in Arabic. They say it's sea. Even the river in Arabic, they call it sea as well, sometimes. In a way that glorifying or making that sea or that river a great thing. So they call the river in some Arab countries, they call it sea. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the river also sea in sometimes in the Quran. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was placed in the river Nile, he called that sea, al-yam. Yam is also a kind of a sea, right? وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ. So we've got al-bahr, which means sea. It refers metaphorically, it refers literally to the seas. Any kind of sea, Mediterranean Sea, Red Sea, Arab Sea, so on, right? Then there is al-muhit, the ocean. Al-muhit, the ocean. It's called al-muhit in Arabic. Alif, lam, mim, ha, ya, ta. Al-muhit. Then there is Khalij, Gulf. Khalij, Gulf. Kha, Lam, Ya, Jim. Khalij, Gulf. There is Qana, Canal. Qana is canal. You can see there is some similarity in the way of pronouncing it. Qana. Just Qana. We're digging the Qana, digging the canal. Right? There is River also, Nahar. River is Nahar. River, Nahr, Noon Ha Ra. That is Buhayra, Buhayra, Ba Ha Ya Ra and Raunta. Buhayra is a lake. Buhayra is lake. Buhayra, Ba Ha Ya Ra and Raunta. Right, so you knew now. Buhayra is a diminutive also of Bahar, Bahar, Buhayra. So small sea, it's like that. Right, so you understand now the meaning or different or the variants of the word sea, al-bahr. وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمْ الْبَحْرَ We separated or we parted for you the sea. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ So we saved you in this manner. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ فَا Then we saved you. أَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ يُنْجِي نَجَا We just studied it before in the previous verse. فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ We saved you. وَأَغْرَقْنَا غَرَقْ غَرَقْ means to drown. غرقا drowned. Past tense غرقا يغرق to drown. يغرق يغرقاف يغرق to drown in the sea on the water يغرق to drown alright now وأغرقنا past tense means we drowned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the Pharaoh and his people to drown وأغرقنا and we drowned the people آل فرعون آل means the people آل the people آل فرعون آل يا إذا is a shortcut of Ahl. Ahl, Ahl. We say Ahl. The Ha is taken out, so it's Al. Ahl. Ahl means people. Al, Fir'aun, the people of Fir'aun. The people of Fir'aun. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ We drown them while you are looking at them. You were looking at them, seeing them drowning. Don't you remember this bounty? Don't you remember this grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, O children of Israel? وَأَنْتُمْ while you تَنْظُرُونَ while you are looking you were looking at them you were seeing them drowning وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ يَنْظُرْ يَا نُون ظَا and رَا يَنْظُرْ means to look or to see يَنْظُرْ means to look or to see and يَنْظُرْ is a verb taken from that نَظَرْ نَظَرْ which means the eyesight, an-nazar. Al-anvar, plural, the eyesights, al-anvar. Right? Also, al-absar means the same thing. Al-absar also, basar and absar. Nazar and anvar have the same meaning, which is to look, yanvur. Nazara, past tense. Nazir, the one who is looking, it's called nazir, is looking. Right, so we'll stop here, inshallah, and in the coming A program will be studying verse number 51. Hope you understood. I don't want to give you so much of vocabs here so that you don't forget. I hope you wrote down whatever we said. Now, let's move on to the general dialogues, sentences and phrases. We're studying, as we said, the most important general dialogues and sentences which a person may need. If you memorize these words and these dialogues, sentences, you will be able to speak, inshallah. And in for the past few programs, we were studying general dialogues, phrases. Not certain dialogues, phrases, but general ones on general subjects. Right. So the first one we're going to study today is كم عدد اللغات التي تتحدثها كم عدد اللغات التي تتحدثها You can also say كم لغة تتحدثها كم لغة تتحدثها How many languages you speak How many languages كم لغة كم لغة How many languages you speak تتحدثها How many languages you speak Right The next one كم من الوقت ستأخذ الرحلة كم من الوقت ستأخذ الرحلة How long does this journey takes? How long does this journey takes? Right? كم من الوقت ستأخذ الرحلة You go on a journey, you can ask. Or you can say it in a different way. ما هي مدة الرحلة ما هي مدة الرحلة How long is this flight? How long is this flight? Right, next one. منذ متى وأنت تعيش هنا؟ منذ متى أنت تعيش هنا؟ How long have you lived here? How long have you lived here? منذ متى, منذ متى. You can also say it in a different way. منذ متى means since when. Since when you are living here? منذ متى أنت تعيش هنا. Since when is منذ متى. أنت, you, تعيش, live here. منذ متى أنت تعيش هنا. Since when you live here. Right, you understand it now. كم عدد أطفالك؟ أو كم لديك من الأطفال؟ You can say it in different ways always. كم لديك من الأطفال؟ How many children you have? كم لديك من الأطفال؟ How many children do you have? Right? How many children do you have? كم لديك من الأطفال؟ Moving on, questions with كم. كم يكلف هذا؟ How much does it cost? كم يكلف هذا؟ How much does it cost? You can also say it. ما هي تكلفة ذلك؟ ما هي تكلفة هذا؟ What is the cost of this? What is the cost of that? Right? You understand it? How much? كم يكلف هذا؟ Another question. كم عمرك؟ كم عمرك؟ How old are you? كم عمرك? How old are you? Very common question. In Arabic also it's common. كم عمرك? How old are you? كيف كانت الرحلة? كيف كانت الرحلة? How was the trip? How was the journey? كيف كانت? كيف كانت? How was? Then الرحلة. رحلة means journey or trip. راء. ح لام and round تاء. ر ح لام and round تاء. رحلة. رحلة means journey. Right, another one. لا أتكلم العربية جيدا. لا أتكلم العربية جيدا. Try to figure it out. لا أتكلم العربية جيدا. I do not speak Arabic well. I do not speak Arabic well. لا أتكلم العربية جيدا. جيدا means well or good. لا أفهم ما تقول. I don't understand what you are saying. لا أفهم ما تقول. لا أفهم. I don't understand. لا أفهم alone means I don't understand. لا أفهم. لا أفهم. لام ألف. Then ألف فاء ها ميم. That means لا أفهم. I don't understand. ما تقول. What you are saying. لا أفهم ما تقول. I don't think so. لا أعتقد ذلك. I don't think so. That's in English. In Arabic is لا أعتقد ذلك. We use it a lot in English. I don't think so. So in Arabic لا أعتقد ذلك. لا أعتقد ذلك. Right? You understand this one? لا أعتقد ذلك means I don't understand that. Another one. أحتاج إلى طبيب. أحتاج إلى طبيب. I need a doctor. أحتاج. I need. We said this verb. أحتاج. يحتاج. Or أريد. Are very important verbs in Arabic. يحتاج and يريد. I need. I want. أنا أريد. I want. أنا أحتاج. I need. You will use it a lot. Same like how you're using it a lot in English. أنا أحتاج هذا. I need this. أنا أريد هذا. I want this. أحتاج إلى طبيب. I need a doctor. Another one. If someone is asking you, you want to tell someone that you need a room. I want a room. أريد غرفة. أريد غرفة means I want a room. You're booking a room at a hotel, so you are أريد غرفة. غرفة is a room. غ ر ف and round ت. أريد غرفة. أريد أن أشتري هذا. أريد أن أشتري هذا. I want to buy this. أريد أن أشتري هذا. I want to buy this. سأتصل لاحقا. سأتصل لاحقا. I will call later. سأتصل لاحقا. I will call later. Lahiqan is later. Lam, alif, ha, qaf, and alif. Lahiqan, later. You can also, sa'audu lahiqan, sa'usafiru lahiqan, I'll go later, I'll travel later, I'll come back later. Later is lahiqan. Lam, alif, ha, qaf, and alif. Lahiqan is later. Right, I hope you understand that. We'll end with this word. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening to العربية للجميع. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.